Welcome to Talking Tunes. I'm Britt.
And I'm Tim.
All right. Welcome to a special edition of Talking Tunes, because we're going to be breaking down, at least in some parts, Record Store Day 2024. I'm sure everyone is looking forward to knowing exactly what Tim and I are looking for as we fight the masses to get whatever limited runs and special editions that they're putting out there. I'm a glutton, and I'm going to be looking at 13, a baker's dozen full of records. Tim, how many are you looking at?
I'm looking at eight to ten. Eight is on my list.
All right.
Well, there's a few things that are on there that we'll talk about specifically for the artwork.
Excellent, excellent. Now, to put a couple warnings out there, these are not ones that are based on any type of monetary worth or limited scarcity. These are just ones we are looking at. Also, Tim and I did not go ahead and say which our lists are to each other, so we might have some blending of looks, but I have a feeling that will be far and few between. So I'll let Tim start. Tim, what's the first one you're looking at?
Okay, the first one I'm looking at, when I compiled this list, I put it in alphabetical order. And this first album, I'm only looking at it specifically for the artwork. It's a picture, picture disc edition from Kiss member Ace Frehley. I have absolutely no interest in, I'm not a fan of Kiss, and that's not to say anything bad about Kiss. I'm just not a fan of the music. But for whatever reason, I am drawn to the artwork of this album, 10,000 Volts. And I think it just, the artwork just looks fun. It looks amazing. It's rock and roll. And maybe it's something to add to a collection if you're a Kiss fan. But as a fan of art, this is kind of one I'm keeping my eye on. And it is a LP picture disc. It is a Record Store Day exclusive. And there's only 1,700 in print. So,
all right. Well, I dabbled in Kiss. As old as I am, I do remember Kiss back in the day when they were super big before they went disco. The one thing I did have a problem with this one, I did look at it, is the fact that it's a picture disc. And as a person who listens to audio pretty exclusively on vinyl, picture discs are awful. They are just...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're terrible. Absolutely. Terrible quality. I only buy it if I really... I have to have a really strong desire to have that album one way or the other. It's not my preferred, for sure.
If I do purchase this from my local record store, shout out to Intersleeve Records, and I'm against it. It's strictly for the art. I saw this a couple weeks ago in a preview, and the art is just, it's rock and roll, right? And it doesn't get any better than that as far as artwork goes. And that's it. It's literally just for the art, not for the music.
And for those playing along at home, that's going to come in at a suggested retail price of $34.98 on a one disc, which for me, that might be a deal breaker right there based on all my pre-looking. All right. For my first one, I'm probably going to get this as Daft Punk's Something About Us, a love theme from Interstellar 5555, which is an anime. It's one they actually scored, I think, way back in the day. It is a Record Store Day exclusive, but I did not find a color printing for this one or a color vinyl on this one. It's a 4500 pressing. It's going to come in around $23.98. Again, it's just Daft Punk. You know, I don't think they're doing anything anymore, so always good to get that in on the record shelf. So that's all I got to say about that one. Pretty self-explanatory.
Always a good listen.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. All right, and since I have probably a little bit more, I'll double up. And then I'll give it back to you, Tim. My next one is De La Soul, Live at Tramps, New York City, 1996. This is a Record Store Day first, which means that they'll be able to republish it at a later date outside of Record Store Day. It's a one LP with no color listed, no quantity listed, so I'm sure it's going to be at everyone's record store. Hopefully, they got it out there to enough mass audience. That's also going to come in at $34.98. And it's Day also, obviously, Dave is no longer with us, so you're not going to get much more. You're probably going to get more archives from De La Soul as the years progress. But since this is the first one, the first live one that I think I've heard by De La Soul, it's definitely one that I'll be looking to pick up.
Also, as to quote you a couple seconds ago, for those playing along, that might not be the first time you've heard Brett name De La Soul.
not the first, and probably will not be the last. So, all right, Tim, what do you got next?
I will say that I have never listened to the album we've previously talked about from them. And when after we had finished recording our debut episode, that next day I kind of went and listened to that album for the first time. And it was a lot of fun. It was a great listen. I highly suggest listening to it. So this does have this is on my short list of things to pay attention to.
And I will say we probably will have at a later date maybe some apologies to some albums that we may have slighted. Not in anything personal, but there are a lot of good debuts that we may not have included. So, but
yes,
but enough about that. So Tim, what's your next one, sir?
My next one comes from the band America. And it's a live album from August of 1975. For anybody who really knows me, knows my taste in music, I'm not... It's just kind of weird based on what I'm going to say in a little bit. But I never was a fan of live albums until recently. But I do happen to think that America is a very overlooked band in the Americana rock area. And I've heard a few stuff from America Live over the years. And I've listened to them enough to have me excited about this live album.
Now, I'm not as familiar. I know of the name, obviously. The Horse with No Name is, I think, their biggest hit. But they were kind of like the transition into the yacht rock, soft rock genre when they were around. So definitely, if you're into AOR, or just that type of music, definitely. I'm also with you. I wasn't really big into live because usually it's not recorded well. You're getting it from a second or third source. It's not off the board. So it always has this type of very, you don't get the entire spectrum of sounds, especially on vinyl. You don't get the warm tones. So, but I have a feeling they remastered this one. And again, for those who are playing along, it's coming in at the 2LP set for $32.98, which is actually not too bad.
For two?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Not at all. All right, I will go again. And speaking of live, my next one is Def Leppard. One Night Only, live at Leadmill 2023. It is a RSD first with 2LPs, silver vinyl, a 6,000 pressing. Suggested retail at $35.98. Unfortunately, I can't, I would say I'm getting this more as a completist than for the quality, because I do feel the guys, they're in their 60s. Joe Elliott does not hit the range like he used to, so they tune down some of their songs so he can reach them. But I'm still looking forward to hearing him. I almost have all the Def Leppard LPs, and I've seen a few times live. I saw him in 87 for the Hysteria tour, and I did see him in 2010 I don't think they had an album out at that point, but you can definitely tell that the years have gotten to at least Joe Elliott's voice. But it's still one that I'm going to pick up, and I look forward to acquiring that one.
Yeah, my father is a huge fan of Def Leppard, and that's been kind of the extent of my knowledge of them.
And now I feel old.
I appreciate what Def Leppard has done for the rock genre over the years. But they're not really a band I'm going to go out and seek.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Which leads me to my next album. The next band or the next album that I'm looking for is a 25th anniversary edition from Collective Soul and their album Dosage. Collective Soul was a huge part of my life during high school. I can't pinpoint where, I can't pinpoint when, but I just remember having at one point collecting all their CDs and just absolutely being a huge fan of Collective Soul during my high school years. And Dosage doesn't get the amount of love it deserves from their work, but I actually happen to really enjoy this album. So I'm looking to collect this on vinyl for the first time. It's a Record Store Day first, printing around 2,000 copies. So it's one that I'm looking forward to adding to my collection.
Oh, yeah. For a single LP, it's $27.98. So that's not bad at all. I knew you were going to pick this one up. This is one I kind of had an idea that you were. I think we did a little talking about which ones we were kind of looking at. Similar to yours and Def Leppard, Collective Soul has no imprint in my soul. So I can't say that I would be picking this one up all. So.
Yep.
All right.
And I get it.
Yes. So my next one is actually the only 7-inch that I'm going to try to pick up this year. It's a GBI. If you do not know what that acronym is, it's a Goal, a Benedante, and Ian, which is the drummer and lead guitarist from Anthrax, and Dave Grohl, who's the lead singer of Foo Fighters. And you could also say he was the drummer of Nirvana. It's called The Regulator. It's an RSD exclusive. It's not sure if there's going to be a color. It's just going to be a black disc. It's about 3,000 pressed, retail about $11.99. And the reason why they did this, I did read a little backstory on this. This is to benefit HR, who is part of Bad Brains. He's going through some medical things. So they're using this as a fundraiser, I guess. So, and then obviously I'm a big fan. I've seen the Foo Fighters at least once. We'll be seeing them again this year. I've seen Anthrax twice, so yeah, this is just right in my wheelhouse. So they've already sold it to me if I just make sure I can get it. So.
Yep. I would know nothing about them.
As I predicted earlier, we probably may not have as much bleed or crossover in our selections. So, all right, speaking of, Tim, what else you got?
The next one I have is another picture disc, if not for anything, just for the art. And it is Wonderwall music from George Harrison. I, as we will get to dive into the show at some point, am a big Beatles fan. George is my favorite Beatle, so I will buy up anything that has his name, his imprint, his DNA, you know, all over musically. So anything that's got George Harrison on it that's for sale, I'm right there.
And he's got two out in this go around.
He does. The Electric Sound is a two-track picture disc with the tracks Under the Mercy Wall and No Time or Space. Sorry, I'm trying to read my notes here without my glasses, and it's very difficult. but the Wonderwall music has quite a bit more of an extensive track listing. And it's his first solo album released as a member of the Beatles, not after the Beatles broke up, but while the Beatles were still together, he released this album and this is being re-released.
And is there something special about the picture disc that you're so mesmerized by?
It's not necessarily the picture disc itself. It's actually more so the cover of the album itself. It's just a red brick wall with a guy standing next to it, and it's just very Sgt. Pepper like. And Sgt. Pepper is one of my favorite album covers of all time, and it's kind of reminiscent of that to me. And I just love the album artwork.
Okay, now, and I'm terrible at pronunciation, so don't kill me on this one. But is it Zoetrope?
Zoetrope, I think.
Zoetrope. How you pronounce it. And yeah. So what it means is as it spins on your turntable, the images actually move at a certain speed to where it actually looks animated. and
kind of like a picture book,
kind of
flip book,
kind of like it. And that's why I, again, I don't want to explain the jokes, but that's why I said mesmerized. But that's that's me. So both, yes. So if you're looking at for Harrison, both of them come in at $36.98 for a single disc for a couple songs. Again, you choose your poison of that card. So I'm not going to cast stones at anyone who want to pick up a disc.
This is, like I said, I love the Beatles. I love George, but this would be more of a collection for the actual the physical art and not the audio art.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Of course. And then again, it's a both a visual and audio medium. So there's nothing wrong with that. All right. Yep. For my next one, I'm picking up Malfunction. Olympus Awaits. It's a RSD first, two LPs. I did not see a color listed. A small pressing of 1300 with the suggested retail of $34.98. Now, you may be, I mean, if you do not know who Malfunction is, and there may be people out there who do not. Malfunction is a proto grunge band that actually was a band fronted by Andrew and his brother Kevin Wood. If you know who Andrew Wood is, then you know the grunge scene. If you do not know Andrew Wood went on to make to join Mother Love Bone with some members of the band from Green River. And so once, unfortunately, Andrew passed away due to a drug overdose, and then the remains of Mother Love Bone then turned into Pearl Jam. So it's their, I think, their solo album plus a couple extra stuff in there. So it's really, for me, being a grunge person, as you may see in some of my other selections, this again fits right in my wheelhouse.
If I were to create an honorable mention list, this was on it.
Yeah, this should be, it should be interesting to hear how they, because originally at the time that this came out, which was I think early or mid 80s, it's definitely more punk. Not grunge. Grunge really didn't come into forefront until near the end of the 80s. But this, it'll be interesting to see how they sound at that time in their lives before they went on to do Mother Love Bone. So that's definitely one I'm looking forward to. And then I'll do another one because, like I said, I have 13. Might as well start knocking them down now. My next one will be Public Enemy. It's called Revolverlution. Tour 2003. It's a live disc, three LPs, an RSD exclusive. No color listed, but it is a deluxe package that includes triple fold-out jacket, an OB spot side spine wrap, and a printed inner sleeve. It's a 2500 pressing for a retail of $39.98. And again, it goes right into my hip-hop love and Public Enemy at the time, even in 2003. They still had a lot of bangers out there, and it's one that I'm looking forward very much to have and spin at home. I'm not even sure this is out digitally, so this may be the first time it's ever going to be released for consumer listening.
Not a fan of Public Enemy.
There it is. I'm
going to do a complete 180 with my next choice, because I am going alphabetical, as are you. And this goes back to when I was talking about America and not really being huge into live albums until recently. I've been a Parrothead my entire life, and a very good friend of mine who has been a Parrothead is also a Deadhead. And he has gotten me recently in the last year and a half, 2 years, into the Grateful Dead. And I think I'm fair enough to say that I too now am a Deadhead, which should come as no surprise that my next choice is Nightfall of Diamonds, another live album from the Grateful Dead. This one recorded entirely on a show on October 16th, 1989. They're doing 10,000 printings that are going to be sold worldwide. Anytime the Dead releases a new album, specifically a live album, I'm right there. Sign me up. This is an album that will absolutely be coming home with me on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's four LPs, man. It's Yeah, it's gonna. It should be. Looks like they have a lot of jamminess in there. So.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's what makes The Dead so spectacular. And it's never the same show twice. It's always changing. Sets, and so the songs, even the songs themselves, are always changing. And it's just The Dead were so special and so incredible to the history of what became the jam band genre, if you want to call it that. But I just absolutely love listening to live Dead stuff. And before I got into them, I was all studio album, studio album, studio album. I never really got into the whole greatest hits thing. Live albums I just ignored because they didn't sound like the recording. But as you get older, tastes change, and I feel like I've become a deadhead. And much to my wife's annoyance, that's all I pretty much play in the car or around the house now. And she's like, can we listen to something else? I'm like, no, we're listening to The Dead. I'm driving, we're listening to The Dead. But this is just one that when I saw, I knew I had to bring this home. So,
and since this was 89, was this to support the Built to Last album? I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
They were both released around the same time, if memory serves me correctly.
And I think the other special thing about this one is the eighth side, or the B-side of the fourth disc, is going to have an etching. So I'm assuming it's going to be Steal Your Face, possibly. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm a dabbler in the Dead. I'm not a diehard or a deadhead, as it were. But for those, again, who's trying to keeping score at home, this is going to set you back $104.98.
Yeah, we're not telling the wife about that
one. Yeah, so that one may just have to fly under the radar in Tim's house.
Although she does want to go with me, because the record shop that I purchased from here in town is having one of our favorite local bands, and my wife is also a Swiftie, and as most of us are probably aware, Taylor Swift is dropping a new album on the Friday before Record Store Day, so this one might not be as easy to sneak into the pile.
Maybe not. They might have to do some distraction. So, mm-hmm. All right. So for my next one, again, staying on the theme of hip-hop, Queen Latifah is putting out her second album, Nature of a Sista. It's an RSD first. It's a single LP. Don't think there was no color listed, but I'm sure it's a color at some point, and I could not find a pressing quantity for this one. It does come in at a price range of $34.98, and this one has just a lot of good bangers on there, and I've always been a fan of Queen Latifah. So I think the first single on it was Latifah's Had It Up to Here, which is just a great song. And I think I still played this at least on Spotify most recently, I think at least beginning of this year or something like that. So yeah, I'm always going to be down for that. And again, I think if you've noticed a theme on Record Store Day, they do seem to put out a lot of live albums. I think that's how you mm-hmm. draw people in and get people to come to the record store. At least that's what it used to be in the past. Now it's become much more bigger than I think anyone really expected it to be. So my next one is going to be The Replacements, Not Ready for Prime Time, live at the Cabaret Metro, Chicago, Illinois, January 11th, 1986. This is an RSD exclusive because this was included in, I want to think, the Let It Bleed Tim edition, but that was only on CD. So this is now going to be on two LPs, no color listed, but it's probably going to be black. 6,000 pressing, going to set you back $36.98. And again, as I know I've probably mentioned in this podcast in the past, I have a lot of different genres that I dabble in, and Replacements is one of them. I think, especially at this time, they're just now getting really, really big, almost to the point of spiraling out of control. Not so much as they were in the past, but just internal measures were kind of breaking up the band. So this is one I will get and will gladly listen to one night putting back a beer or two to listen to. So it'll be a good album for sure.
Yes, I actually agree, and I'm excited to listen to this one too.
Yay, look at that. Coming together. Who would have thought?
Yep.
All right, what you got next, Tim?
We're going back to another Beatle. The estate of John Lennon is putting out a 12-inch release, 4-track, of some demo cuts of from Mind Games. Mind Games is my favorite John Lennon solo album. I absolutely love that song. I love the album that accompanies it. So we're getting 4 tracks on this album together. Mind Games remix, I Am the Greatest remix featuring former Beatles George Harrison and Ringo Starr. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that word. I can never say it in the first place, but it's I'm Sorry. And then You Are Here, outtake number 5. This is a preview for what's to come later on this year when the estate of John Lennon is going to release an ultimate edition of Mind Games as an anniversary big collection box set, which I am excited about. It's just not being released on Record Store Day. It's coming out later on this year. So I'm excited for this one because as much as I love George George is my favorite Beatle, my favorite Beatles songs were written by George. I still think John is a fantastic lyricist, even though he is kind of an asshole to everybody. But as a lyricist, John is fantastic. And Mind Games really showcases his ability to write lyrically masterful songs.
Mm, yeah. I mean, I kind of agree with you there. George is also my favorite Beatle. As well, but I do. I mean, I like all of them. I mean, even Ringo's goofiness is charming. If you're trying to make your decision at home, which one you want to get? There's 2 of these albums. One is a glow in the dark 140 gram, which is a little bit thinner color vinyl, or you can go for the heavyweight 180 black vinyl. Both the same price, coming in at $33.98. Yes.
4 songs.
Yeah, so that's 4 songs. It depends on your love. And no shame in what you love. So that's good. Speaking of no shame of what you love, my next one is one coming out probably of left field for most people. It's the Duncan Sheik self-titled debut from the early 2000s. It's coming out on it's a record store day first. Single LP, cobalt blue vinyl, 1500 pressing. It's going to be a $40 a disc. I have a lot of memories with this. Actually, was it early 2000s? Yeah, I think it was. This was my go-to disc way back in the day. I thought it was a great album, had some Howard Jones involved with it. And so, just really sold me on that. And I'm really glad they're putting this one out. I don't think it's everyone's cup of tea. I get that. But at the time it was out there, it was different. And this guy also kind of goes into I'm trying to think of a. He's definitely a singer songwriter. He has a adoration of Nick Drake. So if you're thinking, okay, if that's what the type of feel, he has that vibe to him, and I highly recommend it if that's something you're into. But again, it's a $40 for a single disc. That's a lot to ask for some people.
Yeah.
So you really got to love it, and I definitely have that. That's at the top of my list. But I'm not.
That's one that I'll trust your.
Yes. Your
listening ability.
Yeah. Again, to each their own. So, all right. I have obviously, if we're going by numbers, I have 4 left. How many do you have, Tim?
I got 3.
All right. Well, then I'll do one more, and then we'll be even. So my next one will be Tad. Infrared Riding Hood, which is an RSD exclusive single disc on aqua blue vinyl. It's 1100 pressing for a price at the same $39.98. If you're not familiar with Tad is also a grunge type. It's a grunge band. It's a proto grunge band. This one came out, I think, in 95. So the grunge was kind of falling back, but they've been on the scene for a long, long time. And they've been, you know, all over the place. They definitely are, you know, they're, if you like the Melvins, you probably like these guys, but this album in and of itself, Infrared Riding Hood, is definitely a little bit more metal than it is grunge, but hey, that's, it's still all good to me. So, and I think with this one, I'll have all of their albums on vinyl because every other record store day, they've released at least one of their albums, and they're no longer doing any more music. So once they're out there, it's done. So,
yep.
All right, Tim, what you got next?
Well, my next choice will come as a surprise to most people, seeing how I've talked about my love of the Beatles, Jimmy Buffett, Grateful Dead, and how much I do enjoy the America Live album. So coming out of left field for me is a 40th anniversary edition of Remorse. No, from Motorhead. I do love my metal, and Motorhead is you can't have a discussion about heavy metal without talking about Motorhead. And this is such a good album. It's such a fun album to listen to. And it's a record store day exclusive. So this is another one that has made my list of albums that will be coming home if my store has it. I haven't actually talked to my guys yet about what they're getting. So I hope this one comes in, because this is definitely on my list of ones I want to grab.
All right, so this is from 84. I'll have some unreleased, rare, and live tracks along with some sleeve notes on a double silver vinyl. And again, that's going to put you back $36.98. So not bad. And Motorhead's great. I'm very partial to Motorhead. I do not think I'll have it at my store. So this may be one I'll get on a secondary market. Hopefully not too much when I get a chance to. But, I mean, it's a small pressing. I think it's 2100. So it's, depending on how much in demand Motorhead is, your store might get one only. And if that's when you start having to prioritize which one you think you're going to get and what the demand is going to be for it. So, but that's a solid selection.
As it opens up with Ace of Spades, Motorhead, Jailbait, Stay Clean, Too Late, Killed by Death. I mean, Iron Fist. I could go on. This is such a good album from beginning to end, and one that I'm really excited to get my hands on, hopefully.
Excellent. All right, so for my next one, it's going to be Tinted Windows. If you're not familiar with Tinted Windows and their self-titled release, they are an American supergroup comprised of Bunny Carlos of Cheap Trick, Taylor Hansen of Hansen, and Adam Schlesinger, the dearly departed Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne. It's power pop at sugary, power pop at its finest. There's also, and I forgot to mention, James Iha from Smashing Pumpkins. So you have a real disparate collection of musicians making power pop. This one is one of my favorite. I listened to this all the time when it came out. I'm so glad they're putting it on vinyl. It's an RSD exclusive. It's on a single disc, red and black vinyl. The pressing is $1,800. And it's only going to put you back $28.98. That is a bargain. I was like, if Duncan Sheik is my one, this is my 1A. This is the one I want to get, but the pressing is so small, I'm worried that I may not get it. So, but this is and it also includes two bonus tracks that are only available on an import. And at the time, I was too cheap to buy an import. So I'm so glad they're going to be on vinyl.
Yeah, that should be a good one to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Definitely looking forward to it. All right, Tim, what you got next?
Next, again, another turn into a different genre that I'm taking here. This is the 50th anniversary of an album that was released in March of 1974, Zinc Alloy and the Hidden Riders of Tomorrow from T-Rex. I do love me some good psychedelic rock, and T-Rex is the best of them all, I think. So this is another one I'm kind of excited to get my hands on and listen to if I can. And this, I believe, let me go back into my notes here. This is a Record Store Day first release, so it's not an exclusive. There's about 2,500 in print, so I don't really think I'll have too much trouble getting my hands on this one. But this is a fun album, and one that I kind of go back and forth to every once in a while when I feel like I'm in the mood for some psychedelic rock.
And again, this is another one of those damn picture discs. It's a zoetrope.
It is.
And so that's probably why I decided not to even look at this one. It's just like, if it's a picture disc, especially all these gimmicks, I'm not going to get it. But I appreciate those who do like this. Again, no shade to them. It's just
this
not
one
my
was
cup
added.
Of tea.
I mean, some of the other ones were added to the list for the cover art, like the Ace Frehley one and the George Harrison one. This, I actually really do enjoy this album, and if I don't know, I'm kind of torn with this. Because as much as I love this album, if I do grab a copy of this, which I feel like I wouldn't have an issue of, the picture disc does kind of not sound as well quality as a non-picture disc. But this is a good album, and one that should be overlooked in regular listening schedules. So.
Yes, agreed. All right, excellent. Well, similar to you, I'm staying somewhat on message. My last one, and actually my last hip-hop one, is Murder Was the Case from the movie, the soundtrack, which has a plethora of West Coast hip-hop from Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, The Dog Pound, Nate Dogg, R.I.P. Got a lot of, I think even DJ Quick, Jodeci. It's just a who's who at the time of West Coast hip hop. And this one is an RSD first on two LPs, red LPs for those at home. It's going to be, I think, 9,000 pressing, and it's going to put you back a fair number. I think it's 30. Oh, I'm sorry. It's $42.98. So, again, it's a two-discer. So, at least you can kind of justify the higher price point. But I think this is the first time this has actually been pressed since it came out over 23 years ago. So, not quite a quarter century, but still good enough to get it on my books.
Yeah, I'll trust your judgment on that one, too.
Concur. All right. Well, this is, we're wrapping this up. So what's your last one, Tim?
My last one I kind of debated about using as an honorable mention because I am a fan of this band, but I don't go out of my way to necessarily purchase the actual vinyl. And it's the Talking Heads. It's a live album from the Talking Heads. And I really do enjoy listening to the Talking Heads, but I'm not quite there enough to be a big fan of them. But I do enjoy... I became more of a fan of the Talking Heads when I saw David Byrne's play movie thing that he put out on HBO Max a couple years ago. That was on Broadway. What was the name of it? I'm drawing a blank. Damn.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I usually would be able to pull it, but I remember something of it, but not much.
I think it's something utopian or dystopia or something along those lines. For whatever reason, I cannot remember for the life of me Hold on, let's see.
Well, I was going to say I can do the good Googling. So,
yeah, but anyway, I do enjoy the music from David Byrne. I think he's a fantastic songwriter and a good performer. So I am really, really interested in seeing what my decision will be on buying this album or not, because this might be one of those ones where I'll look at it and be like, I could bring it home, but maybe I don't necessarily need it right now. But I do enjoy listening to them enough to contemplate picking this one up.
All right. And the show was David Byrne's American Utopia.
Yes, that is it. Thank you.
Oh, well, I looked it up, so I don't claim any credit for that one. So what's cool about this one? Well, this one is actually a cut at a 45 RPM, which means it's going to have a better fidelity, say you will, for those, because the songs will actually be a little less compressed than they would be on a normal 33 and a third. And this came from a live recording from 1977 at WCOS, which I'm assuming is a record station. Don't know where. And so it's supposed to have a lot of good, you know, has Psycho Killer, has Uh-Oh, Love Come to Town. Not so much of their big hits, but it's early in their career. So you're not going to hear a whole lot of the Burning Down a House and stuff like this at this time, but it's still one that has not, I don't think it's ever been released previously, not in full. So it's always good to get something like that.
Yeah. And that's kind of what has me a little more excited about it too, is because even though, like I mentioned, even though I'm not a huge fan of the Talking Heads, hearing unreleased stuff does kind of excite me from bands that I do admire or am obsessed with. So I am kind of looking forward to hearing those that I haven't previously heard before.
And the price point for that is a mere $36.98. So let me make sure.
Two LPs?
Two LPs. $36.98. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
So well worth it. Now, my last one, and it will come at no surprise if you're even an infrequent listener, mine will be the Spawn soundtrack. That is one that I saw the movie in the theaters. I'm a big fan of the artists that are on the music. This is where they did kind of a mashup of genres between really heavy artists like Metallica and Slayer, and paired them up with either electronic or hip hop, such as the Prodigy. Because it's Prodigy's also a rapper, but consider that. Cypress Hill, even Moby's on there. So it's one that I'm, again, if I'm, now I try to prioritize it. It is, it's a two-disc LP on, I think, Smoky Red Vinyl. It's an RFC exclusive release, which means it has a pressing about 2,700, and it will set you back a fair amount. I think, let me pull it up. It is going to set you back $37.98, which still isn't too bad for a two-discer. But it's definitely one that it hits me right where it hurts. I remember seeing this. The movie, maybe not so great. The soundtrack is awesome.
You can have some bad movies. And
oh, yeah. In fact, as we get further along in our podcast, you'll hear my love of certain bad movies that have unbelievable soundtracks. Just you don't know how one was so right and the other one got so wrong. But that's for future
iteration. I vaguely remember this movie. I know I've seen it once or twice.
It starred Michael J. White, John Leguizamo. I can't remember the romantic interest, but is basically about this soldier who dies and is come back to life as a vengeance with some demonic power. But he decides to rebel against the devil and use the power for his own to save, I think, his wife from the clutches of a bad guy. So, and there's it's a comic book by Todd McFarlane, which is why I know so much about it. So it's a really bad movie, but it's a good soundtrack.
Image Comics, right?
Yes, Image Comics. It was actually one of the first Image. It was the highest grossing Image comic. And I don't know if it's still there or not. And this is back when Image was first starting out in the early 90s, where he had, Jim Lee and, Todd McFarlane. Big Jim Lee person. Then you had Rob Liefeld, who actually created Deadpool, and a couple other, other artists that broke out, and so they created their own comic company. They are the first ones to, outside of the big two, to create a third avenue for people to create comics on. Now they're a fully formed, established, I think they are number three in the market as far as comic books go. So, but now we're in a different rabbit hole and we're outside of Record Store Day. I think we've wrapped up Record Store Day, at least for 2024, until we get to Black Friday, which is also one we may have to put out as well, because that should have at least a solid selection.
I believe that Mind Games re-release that I talked about might be brought up again around Black Friday.
Awesome. Well, that's something to look forward to. That one I might pick up if it has more than four songs.
So. Hopefully. If they're claiming it's an ultimate re-release of the original album, then...
Oh, well, now you're saying like four discs for $120 bucks. Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
To me, John Lennon and Mind Games is worth it.
All right, so I now have professed my top. What will be your top three that you're looking to get? I know you've kind of hinted at a couple of them here and there. Which ones would you consider your top three?
Definitely the Grateful Dead live album. I would also go with the America live album. And, that's a toss up. Probably T-Rex.
All right. I think for me, I've already professed Duncan Sheik is number one. Tinted Windows is going to be number two. I'm going to hedge here. My number three is going to be Spawn, but then my 3A would be the GBI 7-inch. That's not really an album. That's just a 7-inch. So yeah, I cheated, but still. I think those will be my top three, but I know I'll probably leave at least probably twice as many of that and deal with the repercussions later. So with that being said, we're wrapping up Record Store Day 2024. Hope everyone has a great Record Store Day. We'll talk to you later. Rock on.